I'm Mike Salem. My dad, Pastor Salem's vision for CWH was to uphold Jesus Christ and make him known among the nations. Thank you for supporting CWH through your prayers and financial support to carry on this ministry. I'm so glad I can share with you portions of letters written to us. A viewer in Tennessee writes, I recently came across Pastor Salem on my TV station and I was stopped in my tracks. His message and delivery was refreshingly honest and Bible-based. And from North Carolina, I am a widow and watch Pastor Salem on TV every Sunday. I learn so much from his sermons. He blesses my heart and lifts my spirit. It helps me so much in the questions I have. Thank God for all of you. Keep up with God's work, sending out the messages to help us all. We hope today's message, Angels, God's Secret Agents, will encourage you to know that angels are God's messengers sent to watch over his people. May God bless your week.
I'm Pastor Salem, and I want to welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. Another week has rolled by. God has brought us on our way. And now we gather together all over the world around the throne of grace to worship the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ and the beautiful Heavenly Father. So we just welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour and this time of worship. And we're looking at Psalm 98 today. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. And dear Heavenly Father, that's exactly what we're doing today. We're singing praises to you, the great King of kings and Lord of lords, and your wonderful Son, the Savior of all who will believe in him. What a wonderful day it is when we can worship you and walk with you. So may every word that we say and every thought that we have be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And today we have a duet, Melissa Kino and her son Josh. We're going to sing When I Get Where I'm Going, and God bless you.
God bless you.
I will love.
cry for me down here. So much pain and so much darkness in this world we stumble through. All these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
God bless you and thank you so much, Joshua and his mother, Melissa. And isn't that wonderful that we think about heaven? And we're going to get there someday. And we have, I know so many of our friends and loved ones already gone on. They're waiting. And won't that be a wonderful day when we see Jesus and we see our friends and we'll be safe forever? That's the glorious thing about the gospel. And if you're not sure you're going there, you stay with us during this service because we're going to tell you how to do that. You just ask Jesus, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to just ask you to just pray and just say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want to go to heaven. And I just ask you to come into my heart and take away my sins. And I'll serve you the best I can. And thank you, Jesus. Just use your own words. You could pray that right now. And I can guarantee you, if you call on the name of the Lord, you'll be saved and you're on the way to heaven. Well, it's always great to be with you. And we look forward every weekend when we can join together and all over the world. And I know some of you going through some hard times. And I know some in the persecuted church are worshiping with us. And we're praying for you, dear friend, brothers and sisters in Christ. And you're a great encouragement to us as we see you stand for Jesus in the hard times, in the bitter times, and God bless you. And we want to thank all of you for your letters. We just enjoy hearing from you, and we want to share some of the letters. People say, well, read those letters. We like to know what people are thinking and what do they have on their mind. And one lady wrote and said, I wanted to ask that question, but I was afraid to write in. And so you might just, it might be just something you're interested in. So here's a letter from Tower City, North Dakota. And they write, I love, believe, and trust in my Lord Jesus. Since I've turned into your services, I've come to know our Heavenly Father and all his blessings to my life. I thank you for your words and teachings. It has shown me love, trust, and belief in God and Jesus. Bless you, always God's child. And I like the way this person here is now worshiping with us, and she maybe prayed right during a service like we just did. And I like the way she closes it. She says, always God's child. And you know what? She's got it exactly right. If you're a child of God, you'll always be the child of God. If you would call it eternal security. And when you accept Jesus Christ and you're born into his family, you will never be lost. You'll never be dropped. We may drift away from the Lord a little bit or some, but we belong to him. We're his children. As a matter of fact, we have a little booklet on that. Can I lose my salvation? And the answer is absolutely not. It's about 10, 12 page booklet. And we send it on a free will offering basis. And if you're in prison and you don't have any money, you write and we'll send it free. And I'll give you the address in just a few minutes. You just take, get your pencil and paper, and I'll tell you all about it. This wonderful, wonderful salvation. Here is Lake Stevens, Washington. When I was growing up, the men of our church used to shout, "Amen, brother, preach on." And so we too shout, "Amen, brother, Salem, preach on." Well, that is wonderful, but I can't hear you. So you know what you do? You write me a letter and you put a gift in it for the Christian Worship Hour, and I'll preach on. And if we run out of money, I won't preach on. So I like the second way better, when you write the letter with the gift in it. That's better. But either way, pray for us, whether you write or not. Pray. That's where the power is. Omaha, Nebraska. Blessings on you all. Thank you for all you do. The TV service, the Monday devotions, the new song, taking the time to personally answer my letters, and most of all, bringing me to Jesus Christ so I can be saved and go into his kingdom for eternal life. I am so blessed at peace now. I owe it all to your service. God bless you. Well, if that's exactly right. That's where we bring it. We bring the word of God. And we don't have a thing to do with it except to bring it to you. And then the Holy Spirit takes the word of God, the living word of God, and he applies it to your heart. And it makes you feel like, I want Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. I want Jesus. And then you pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Just tell him you're a poor lost sinner. Ask you to save you. And sometimes I'll get a letter that says, "Oh, my sins are so terrible. He'll never forgive me." Well, God says that his grace is sufficient. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, 1 John 1:7. So just call on the name of the Lord. He's there and he's wanting to save you if you call on him. Let's see, here's Camino Island, Washington. When I first saw your program, I thought, with TV time being so expensive, how can they possibly afford to stay on the air? Now I know. Faith in God and people like me who enjoy listening to you. And this person has it exactly right. I don't know if it's a man or a woman that wrote to us, but our only source of income is God's people. We're not underwritten by any corporation, or we don't have hidden funds and all that. We're not in any special denomination. We're just preaching the word of God, the wonderful word of God. And so we're dependent on God's people. And so that's why when we take the offering, we'll call for an offering just a little bit. And we say, now, just ask God if you think if this is a service that needs to be continued. And then if you say, yeah, I think maybe it should, then ask God how much you want him to give. And he'll tell you. And then we'll get all that we need. And if God wants us to dry up and stop, we'll dry up and stop. If he wants us to go, he'll provide the way. And either way, we'll do it rejoicing. Let's see, what is this? Roxboro, North Carolina. Thank you for the new song, "I Live Alone. Please pray for me. I get lonesome, but I know God is with me all the time. He answers my prayers, and he's all I need. A friend in Jesus." Roxboro, North Carolina. Now they're talking about the new song. The new song is a little Bible study we put out every month. It's free and postpaid, and it's a wonderful little paper. And I know you get a blessing from it. We send out a lot of them. And this month you can get it, and it's talking about the joy of the Lord. And when you have the Lord, there's different things we can think about, and it brings joy and happiness. And one thing it tells about now, she says, "I get lonesome." We hear from a lot of people that are lonely. They're shut-ins and they can't get out, and nobody comes to see them or very often, very seldom. And so they can look forward to the Christian Worship Hour. And we tell you about somebody, Jesus, who will never leave you or forsake you, Hebrews 13:5. And I don't care who you are or where you live. You and he will never be alone. If you ask Jesus into your heart, he'll come into your heart and he'll never leave you. And he'll give you the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit when you accept me as your Savior. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit and he's going to be with you forever, forever. So you couldn't be lost if you wanted to, see. And you're never alone. I'm alone. My wife is gone now. But I talk to the Lord, and sometimes I talk out loud. And I don't hear him answer out loud, but I know he hears me and he blesses me. And oh, you're never alone. Let's see. Oh, here, Buffalo, South Dakota. That's Western South Dakota. That's my country. That's where I came from. And here's this. And this is a man. He writes, he says, stay in the buggy. You are really reaching a lot of people. Well, you know, we used to have the short horse and buggy and travel from place to place. We don't do that anymore. You know what we got now? Shortwave radio and television. And we go where the horse and buggy could never go. And thank God for that. All over the world, horse and buggy, all over the world, radio and television. How can you beat that? Listen to this letter. Mount Angel, Oregon. When I was young, I had an abortion. Will I get to see my baby in heaven? Don't you want to cry? Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is where the gospel comes in. The beautiful, beautiful gospel and the love of Christ. The first thing, that little aborted baby is with the Lord in heaven. They're taking the money. You took that child's life, that little baby's life. It went immediately with the Lord. We're told about the story in Matthew 19, chapter 19, verses 13 to 15. And then they were brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray. So God, they're bringing not to baptize, but to put his hands on them and pray, bring the little children. And the disciples rebuked them. And listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, he's saying, these little children all belong to me. And if somebody takes their life while they're a little child or a little baby in the womb, even that, they're still a human being. They have DNA. They have a heartbeat. And that if something, somebody takes their life, Jesus takes them home, takes them to be with him. But now what about this mother? She's thinking, will I see my baby again? I've got good news for you, honey. Listen, if you accept Jesus Christ, because that's a terrible sin when you take a person's life, when you come to Jesus and you ask him to come into your heart and take away your sins, he'll forgive you for that sin. He said, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. He says that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And though that was a terrible sin, he will freely forgive you if you just ask him to forgive you. And then you'll become a child of God. And when God takes you home, you'll see your baby. So isn't that that's only the gospel can do that. Only Jesus Christ can do that. No government or man can do that, but God Almighty can. And you could pray right now, I want to see that little baby. And you could say, dear Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to just take my sins away, and I'll serve you the best I can. And then when you go home, there'll be somebody waiting for you in heaven. Oh, I love to preach because there's always hope. There's nobody hopeless except the dead man. Then it's all settled. It's all done. God bless you. God bless this lady. Wrote to her. Vernon, Alabama. One more. Do we have time? I guess we, yeah. Vernon, Alabama. I wanted to let you know that I've given my heart and my life to Jesus. This past Saturday, at the end of your message, I repeated the sinner's prayer with you and invited Jesus into my heart and life and asked him to save me. I ask you to pray for me that I'll give my life and that it will be pleasing to God. Please send some literature to help me. See here, this person, and then I think this is a man. I can't remember all these letters. Doesn't matter. It's a soul. And right here, he prays. This person prays. And you may have feelings and you may not, but you'll have peace. And you know the self accepting Jesus. Some people, they're just so happy and they're rejoicing. And other people, they don't have any response at all. It's like going to a ball game. I went to the ball game the other night and a man about drove me crazy, yelling in my ear, hollering his head off. On the other side, there's a guy sitting there. He sit there just like Mount Rushmore. Didn't move an inch. Didn't just sit there, look at him. I don't know where he was. But everybody's different. And you may feel a joy in your heart. On the other hand, it's a contract. And God is saying, if you take my son as your savior, I'll take your sins and I'll give you my son. And I'll give you eternal life. And it's a contract. And you make that prayer. Dear God, forgive me for my sins. Take away my sins. And I'll serve you the best I can. You won't be perfect, but you strive for perfection. You strive to be like Jesus. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be preaching about being like Jesus. And we're never going to be perfect. Well, I got a friend who thinks he's perfect, and he's about as mixed up as you can come. Nobody's perfect except Jesus. So we work for perfection and we try to be like Jesus. And when we fail, we ask him to forgive us. And he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus, beautiful, beautiful Jesus. So now, if you'd like to write us a letter and if you'd like to send us a gift, then I hope you will. I hope a lot of you will. You write to this address we're putting on the screen there. The Christian Worship Hour. Christian Worship Hour. The box is easy. It's box 2002, 2002. We're in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402 USA. And all of you on shortwave, I'm going to give it to you again in just a minute. But you can also get us on Christian Worship on television, ChristianWorshipHour.com. And you know what? You can send money over that ChristianWorshipHour.com. There's a place that says donate. You punch that, and then it'll say there'll be a place where you can put your credit card, and you put that in there, and we'll get it in American money, and we'll pay our bills. Get money all the time. We get good gifts, a lot of gifts from ChristianWorshipHour.com. They send it that way, save a postage stamp. Put Uncle Sam out of business. I don't know. But maybe you don't have Uncle Sam where you're at, but you'll have something, but you can help us, and we need to have your help. Now, you say, well, now what if I send him my money, and it's hard-earned money, and it's the Lord's money because it's tithe money, and what if I send it, and he gets a, what if he spends his money, and he gets him a fancy sports car? See, I'm 95 and a half years old, going on 96. Do you think I'm going to get me a sports car and zip around town? I'm hanging on to my old walker. That's the way I get around. But you don't need to worry because the Christian Worship Hour is a member of an organization called the, and it's an Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. It's an international organization. They edit all our books. They audit our books. They check our books. They check how we spend the money, where we get the money, how we handle the money. We're just as clean as a hound's tooth. And you can be sure that every time you spend a penny, it'll go in the proclamation of the gospel, carrying on the gospel. So I hope you'll write to us. I'm going to give it again, especially on you shortwave people. Christian Worship Hour. Christian Worship Hour. Box 2002. Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. So now I'm going to pray. Jan's going to play. And you give as God lays on your heart. And everything will come out just the way God wants it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for those over the years now, for almost 40 years, who have been giving and supporting this work. A lot of those people are in your presence right now. They've gone on ahead. You've taken them home. And so we just pray for new ones to step in. And we pray that you'll just lay it on the hearts of the people and your will be done. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jan. God bless you. Well, we're reading from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, starting with verse 18. And this is about an angel coming to Mary and telling about the birth of Jesus, coming birth of Jesus. And we're doing this because this week, this sermon today, we're going to talk about angels, God's secret agents, God's secret agents. And next week, Lord willing, we're going to talk about demons, Satan's secret agents. He's got them too. He's got a lot of them and they're all organized. We'll look into that. But this week, we're going to talk about angels and how they're messengers of God and they serve God and they're secret agents serving in the world. And here in this story, we have an angel coming and talking to Mary. So we're talking about the angels. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So now we're going to pray. And in our prayer, we're going to pray for the persecuted church in China. Every week we pray for the church, the persecuted church. Oh my God, how they're suffering. And many are dying for Christ, but they will not give up their faith. And we want to encourage them. And perhaps some of them, we believe that there are people in the persecuted church worshiping with us by shortwave radio. Probably can't get a TV. But almost everybody has a shortwave radio. And we're on shortwave radio 90% of the world. And so we're thinking about them. So now we're going to pray. And we're going to pray about the work of the Holy Spirit, the work of the angels, and also the church in China. So dear Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to thank you for the beautiful teaching you have about the wonderful angels of God and how they do so many things. And here in this story, this angel comes to Joseph and speaks to him and enlightens him, helps him to know what's happening. He thinks that Mary's been unfaithful to him. And so the angel comes and talks. The angel came from God, came right from the throne of God into this land, into Palestine, and spoke to Joseph and encouraged his heart. And Joseph took him to be his wife and cared for that baby Jesus. And so we just thank you that the angels are here today and they watch over your people. And we think about the people, Lord, that are suffering for you today, especially in China. And we know that those angels are there watching over them. And when they come, some of them come to their death, Lord. Some of them lose their life. The angels of God will be with them. And the wonderful Holy Spirit will be there. And Jesus will take them into his arms and take them home. And so we just pray for them. And we pray especially for those that are left behind. We don't pray so much for those who have given their life because they're in the presence of the King. They wear the martyr's crown. They're rejoicing around the throne of God. They'll never suffer again. But those that are left behind, and especially the little children, oh, my dear God, and I know it must break your heart. We feel sick, makes us sick. How must you feel? And yet you wait so that maybe somebody else will come to you and pray the prayer of the penitent, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Save me for Christ's sake. We believe that right this during this service, Lord, all over the world there are people calling on your name and praying right now, dear Jesus, come into my heart and take away my sin. I'll give you my life. I'll forsake my evil ways the best way I can. I'll walk with you and serve you and be like Jesus. Oh, God, we just know that's happening. So now bless us, Lord. And if we want to, we just want to pray that everything we do and say will honor the Savior. Beautiful, beautiful Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Barb's going to sing before the sermon. Did I mention? So God bless you, Barb.
David sang the praises of the glory of Jehovah. Paul preached that all is lost, save knowing Christ. Little John said he is precious. I lean
God bless you. Well, we're going to be looking at the angels today, God's secret agents. And then next week, the Lord willing, we're going to be looking at the demons, Satan's secret angel, sacred secret agents. And so people are asking, well, where do all these angels come from anyway? Angels of God, these secret agents. And the Bible tells us that they're created by God. Now, all we know about angels is from the Bible, God's holy book. There is no other source, no other place where you have anything to tell about angels except the Bible, God's word. And God's word says this in Psalm 148, verses 2 and 5. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise him, all ye hosts. Let them, the angels, praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. They were created. God created them. Notice here it says, praise him, all his angels, and praise him, all ye hosts. 250 times in the Bible, God is called the Lord of hosts. That means the Lord of heavenly armies of angels. And he has millions of angels serving him and following him and obeying him. God commands all the forces of heaven. And so we see here the sovereignty of God, that he is above all and he is in power, has all the power, and all of the angels of God obey him and do as he wills. And these angels, for one thing, when you study about the angels, then some of you are not going to like this, but they're always always in the masculine tense, and the masculine gender. You never read of female, women angels. Look, get your book, let us send it in if you can find a verse, because they're just not there. And then also we're told that angels do not marry. So they're all masculine and they don't marry, and you shouldn't marry anyway. Consequently, there are no baby angels. And I know we see pictures of baby angels on Christmas cards and when Jesus was born. But you don't see a baby angel anywhere in the Bible, anywhere, any place. And there is no increase in their number because they were all created at the same time. They are all at the same age. They never die and none are born. They're all on that same level. There once was a time when Satan rebelled against God. Many angels followed Satan. And they were cast from heaven, and he became the devil, and they became the demons. And that's what we're going to look at next week. So the angels were created by God, no question about it. They're called the sons of God, just as we are called the sons of God. But there is a difference. The angels become the sons of God by creation. We become the sons and daughters of God by the second creation, or the new birth, being born again. We become a child of God. And so this wonderful God talks about the angels, and he tells us they have God's work. They always do God's work. They continually surround the throne of God. That's their dwelling place, the throne of God. They're always ready to do his will and his work. And they continually inhabit heaven, and they come to earth only to do God's work. And they're messengers of God. And so they're at the throne of God, and he sends them here, hither, thither, and yon to work with people and to talk to people. And we're going to look at some of the things that they do. And when their work is completed, they go back to heaven, like at the birth of Jesus. We see there the angels speak. They talk to Mary. They speak to Joseph. They speak to the shepherds. The angels come from heaven to do that. They're messengers of God, doing God's will and God's bidding. At his temptation, after 40 days of fasting in the Judean wilderness, after Jesus' victory over the hard temptation Satan put before him, the Bible says Jesus hungered because he was human, and angels came and ministered to him. Perhaps they brought him food, and they gave him fellowship, but there to assist Jesus Christ in his earthly walk, in his earthly life. You see them again in Gethsemane. The disciples were sound asleep. We read that Jesus agonized. He sweat as it was, great drops of blood. And then we're told in Luke 22, verse 43, there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. So the angels here come to comfort and stand with the Son of God. Perhaps they wiped away the bloody sweat. Perhaps they brought him food and gave him words of encouragement. Men failed, but God's angel stepped in to help. Then you see the angels again that first Easter Sunday morning. The angel came back and rolled back the stone, not to let Jesus out, but to show that the grave was empty, the tomb was empty. Jesus Christ went right up through that solid rock in his spiritual body. And they opened the tomb just to show that he was gone, not to let him out. At his ascension, two angels are present there. And the disciples see Jesus ascending into heaven. And they're heartbroken and they don't know what to do. And they're to assure him, this same Jesus that you say ascending into heaven will come again in like manner. And he will come to this earth and he'll touch his feet on the Mount of Olives. So he'll rule and reign in Jerusalem in David's throne, this wonderful God. Over and over we see angels doing God's work. And you know, that's precisely what you and I are here to do too. We're to do God's work, to do God's bidding. He has angels to do it, but he wants the redeemed to do it. How can we talk to somebody? How can an angel talk to anybody and tell the joy of being redeemed by Christ and setting free of their sin because they never had sin? They are sinless. And how they can't tell the story. But I can tell that story because I'm a poor lost sinner. And Jesus came and he washed away the sin. And though my sins were scarlet, they were as white as snow. And they were red like crimson and they became like wool. He washed them all away. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. So the angels here, they are created by God to serve God, to honor God, to glorify God. And that's what you and I are here for. If we're Christians, we're to do the same thing. Now, what do angels do? Well, they do a lot of things. For instance, they're messengers. We just looked at where they're messengers to a lot of people and came to talk to people. And so when they leave the earth and heaven and they come back to earth, they come to aid the believer. This earth is not our home. And so the angels leave their home, heaven, and they come to here. Now then we'll walk on this world. We're going to leave this world and we're going to go to heaven. And we'll be with the angels of God. And we'll see the angels and we'll see God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And also all of our loved ones. So the angels are in heaven. They come here to earth. Their angels are one-way messengers. That is, they have one message to come. They bring it from God's throne and they bring it to earth and they give it there and they talk directly to God and they talk about it and God gives them a message and they bring that message and they're always exactly right. We have people today that are preaching and they're not preaching the word of God. The angels, when they come, they preach the word of God and they give exactly what God wants them to give. So there are a lot of ways in which the angels minister to us today. For instance, the angels enlighten God's people. That you see that in the message to Abraham. And they came to him and told him, you follow God and you do what God's will. And you're going to have your descendants are going to be like the stars of the sky and the sand by the seashore. When I started preaching, they said the Bible is wrong because you can count the stars, but you can't count the sand of the sea. They found out now that they could a good comparison. You can't count a number, any either one, the sand of the sea or the stars of the sky. They're innumerable. Angel gave a message to Manoah's wife. She was barren and childless, and he came and said, you're going to have a son. And you can, and in Judges 13, 1 to 5. And centuries later, an angel came to this temple in Jerusalem. And Zechariah is there, and he's ministering incense at the altar. And the angel comes to him and says in Luke chapter 1, don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you're to name him John. And 6 months later, an angel came to a girl in Nazareth and talked to her and said, Don't be afraid, Mary, because a poor little thing, probably a teenager as far as we can tell, and she is frightened to death of the angel. And the angel said, don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You'll be with child of the Holy Spirit. You'll give birth to a son, and you're to name him Jesus. And so the enlightened people, angels come to enlighten us. Angels come to comfort us and strengthen us. You remember the story of Hagar, and she's put out of Sarah's servant girl, driven out into the wilderness with her little child, and she thinks, sure, he's going to die there. He's going to die from thirst. He's all alone. She's driven from the home, and an angel comes. Genesis 21. And the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven, arise, lift up the lad, hold him in thy hand, for I will give him make of him a great nation. And then she was shown water, and she was comforted by the angels. The angels comforted Elijah in the wilderness. They were with Daniel in Babylon. They were in Jesus in Gethsemane. They were comforting and strengthening and helping in each of these cases. Angels warn God's people too. You take the story of when Abraham was in Lot and in Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot is in deep in sin, and the city is so wicked and sinful and from sexual sins that God is going to stamp it from the face of the earth. And he warns Abraham. He says, get Lot out of there before the judgment comes, because he isn't into this, he's not this wicked people. And the angels came and talked to him. So all the time, over and over, we see the angels. And the angels could be right with you. Some of you that are lonely, some of you are wilderness, some of you are in the wilderness, you don't know where you're going. You young people don't know which way to go. God is with you. The angels are watching over you. There are angels, there's angels right here in this studio. You know what we got in this studio? We got preachers preaching. We got choirs singing. We have men fighting. We have all pro wrestling. We have a ball game on. We have a football game on. It's right here in the studio. You say, I don't see him. I don't see him. Well, get a TV. You'll see the whole thing. It's right here going through this studio. And those angels are there. They are about you. You can't touch them. You can't put your hand on them. But they are right there. And they're there to give us help and to give us strength and to give us encouragement and to let us know that we're not alone. Someone has said that in the 23rd Psalm, God says, goodness and mercy. And David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And someone has said, that's the name of two angels. One was named Goodness and one is named Mercy. And God says, you follow that man as long as he lives until he gets to heaven. You follow him. We have those angels to watch over us. You're not alone. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the presence of God through the Spirit, but you have the angels of God to watch over you. Some people say, well, do the angels have anything to do with the man that refuses Christ? That the sinner that won't have anything to do with the Lord. They reject Jesus and have nothing to do with him. So far as we know, the angels don't have a thing, any message for those people except to convict them of their sin. Now the Holy Spirit does that, but the angels of God are there to assist. And the idea is to call in the name of the Lord. And when you call in the name of the Lord, you receive the Holy Spirit. And you have the angels of God to watch over you. And you have the presence of those all the way to the end of the life. And you'll have the Holy Spirit, because Jesus says, I'll give unto them the Holy Spirit and he will never leave them. They'll have the Holy Spirit, and the word is forever. And when I accepted Jesus as 10 years old, the Holy Spirit came into my life. And he's been there ever since. And he will never leave me until I get to heaven. And then I'll see him face to face and talk with him, the Holy Spirit of God. So the angels are there, and they're asking to come into your heart and into your life. And that's what we do all the time with the Christian worship hour. We just keep going, oh, pounding over and over again. Here's the Holy Spirit, and there's something speaking at your heart. And you're saying right now, there's some of you right now, and you're saying, oh, I want Jesus. I want Jesus in my life. I want the angels to watch over me. And so that's the Holy Spirit talking. And it says, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus is walking, wanting to come into your heart. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, any person hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I had a little junior high boy in camp one time. His name was Keith. He's long gone. He's with the Lord now. And I said to accept Jesus. And he says, what if I ask him to come into my heart and he won't come in? I never was asked that in my whole ministry, almost 73 years in the ministry. I was only asked that once. Well, this is what God says. Jesus telling us, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I want to come in. I am not, God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. He wants you. You say, I'm a wicked man. I'm a wicked woman. I've sinned against light. I knew it was wrong and I sinned anyway. Doesn't matter to God. His blood is grateful, covers all of our sins. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us, and we will never face them again because the blood of Jesus Christ, that's where the power is. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he said, it is finished, and that is salvation is finished. It's finished all the way to glory. And when you accept Jesus, you're his forever. So we're praying. Pray now. Pray to Jesus and just say, dear Jesus, just in your own words. And I had a man, he had never prayed before, and he prayed Jesus to forgive him, and he didn't know he was supposed to say amen, and he said goodbye. Well, God bless you. We don't care what you say if you confess your sins. Now, if you do that, you write to us. We'll send you literature. You write to the Christian Worship Hour. The box is 2002. We're in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. And I hope that you'll write because we'll send you some literature. And or you may have a question you'd want, a spiritual question, and we'll try to answer that for you. Or you may want to send a gift, and we need your help. If you're going to stay on the air, if we're going to stay on shortwave, we have to have your help. And so there it is on your screen. And all you shortwave people, write this down. Unless you got a good memory, you can remember it. But it's box 2002, Christian Worship Hour, box 2002. We're in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. If you want the new song, a little Bible study, we're setting a new little study. You get it every week. And you can find that and you'll find help from it. And this month we're talking about the joy of the Lord is talking about God and this wonderful Savior. So I'm just praying that you'll do that. And then maybe you could tell your friends. And now next week we're going to talk about the demons. And where did they come from and what do they do? And can they get us? And can they get within us? And all we're going to talk about that, we're going to see that they can't touch you. If you're a child of God, you're safe. So now I'm going to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the multitude of people that are coming to you and opening their heart to you. And now I'm going to pray, Lord, we're praying for the shut-ins. We're praying for those that can't get out and they're on sick beds or they're old and they can't get around, they're infirm. And we're praying for the young people, Lord, that they have to make big decisions and they don't know who to marry and they don't know what profession to go into and they don't know which way to turn or maybe they're having trouble with some of these drugs or liquor or something, and help them to call on your name and you'll enter their life and you'll help them and you'll give them strength and they can overcome whatever that might be. They can be the victor. They can't be that alone, but they can by trusting you. So we pray, Jesus, that you bless each one and help each one. So now we want you to write, be sure to write, Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402, USA. And you help us and you pray for us and we'll pray for you. Next week, the Lord willing, we'll be back. And in the meantime, we'll be praying for you and you pray for us. And tell others to tune us in. Maybe somebody needs encouragement. Maybe somebody needs to know the Lord. You know that they don't know the Lord. Tell them to tune us in and we'll give the word of God. And God will take his word and the Holy Spirit will just apply it to hearts. And people everywhere will be born again and have the wonderful Christian Christ living in their life. So God bless you. God loves you and we love you, friends. That's why we have the Christian Worship Hour. We have you at heart. God bless you. God bless you, everyone, in Jesus' name.
My dad loved to preach because he got to tell people of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. For the 76 years he was a pastor, he wanted everyone to know that Jesus loved them, died for them, and rose again so that anyone who calls upon his name and repents of their sin will have eternal life in heaven. And for those of us that have received Jesus and are born again, Dad wanted to encourage us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. I'm Mike Salem. To learn more about having a relationship with Jesus, visit our website at cwh.org. You can also stream this message again as well as other 30 and 60 minute programs. Locate a station in your area, subscribe to our monthly newsletter called A New Song, view frequently asked questions answered by Pastor Salem, as well as newly released devotions, and submit a prayer request on our Pray For Me page. Our weekly program will also be available on our website, our Facebook page, and our YouTube channel. We hope you have been uplifted by today's program. Please pray for this ministry and help us financially to continue proclaiming the gospel through the Christian Worship Hour. We would be most grateful. Thank you and God bless you.